From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Afghanistan is marking a national day of mourning on the day after a bomb attack in Kabul killed at least 80 people and wounded more than 200 others during a peaceful protest rally. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Saturday's deadly attack. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement says three suicide bombers attacked demonstrators. It said one of them detonated his device among the protesters. One mistakenly killed only himself, while a third was shot dead by security forces guarding the rally. The ministry has banned public gatherings and demonstrations for 10 days. A website linked to the Islamic State terror group claimed responsibility for the violence. A statement said the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's ethnic Hazaras, who are mostly Shiite, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in Baghdad Sunday that killed at least 12 people. Officials say the blast went off near a checkpoint in a Shiite section of northern Baghdad. The attack wounded about 25 others. IS says it was targeting security personnel in the area. Islamic State has carried out other suicide bombings in Iraq targeting Shiites and security officers. Torrential rains have caused devastating floods in much of China, leaving more than 150 people dead and scores missing. State media said the northern province of Hebei has suffered the worst of the deluge and highest number of casualties, with 114 dead and 111 missing. More than 300,000 people have been forced to evacuate their homes. This is VOA News.